You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pancreas cancer is a cancer that occurs in the pancreatic gland, and the reason why most of us don't know a lot about it is because it's something we can't see, and even we can't really feel it. The pancreas gland is deep in the upper abdomen, and it has a number of jobs. This gland, it produces insulin to digest sugars, but also produces some enzymes to aid digestion of fats and other products. So it's a digestive organ, and unfortunately pancreas cancer occurs within it, and the cancer can often lie there completely without showing any signs or signals. So often once it's diagnosed, it has already spread and then it cannot be cured. It's a very secretive cancer, but it is a very lethal cancer. It is a cancer that kills almost everyone who has it, and that's a very sad statistic.
Is there a specific reason for that?
Yeah, it's mainly because it doesn't display very many symptoms or signs, and the symptoms or signs that people get when they have pancreas cancer are quite vague and could be attributed to a number of other things. So some specific examples of some of the signs of pancreas cancer could be just some upper abdominal pain, pain that people feel in their back when they lie down in bed at night, a change in bowel habit, sort of unsettled feeling when they're eating, and weight loss.
Is there any way pancreatic cancer could be diagnosed earlier?
One of the main things that we really need to do is to raise awareness of the disease and to raise awareness of these vague symptoms maybe causing it. So it's really important that people listen to their bodies and seek help if they're having these symptoms, because unfortunately there isn't really a test like an early detection test, and the cancer is really only detected when people present to their doctor for help with these symptoms.
Is there a specific age that increases the risk? Is there an age when people should be more vigilant? And is there an increased risk with other family members having had cancer?
Both age and family history are very important risk factors. The vast majority of people with pancreas cancer get it when they're over the age of 65. It is quite rare under 60 and very rare under 50 and extraordinarily rare in young people. And yes, family history is important. There are some syndromes of inherited cancers that are associated with pancreas cancer, and we do have family screening programs for people in those high-risk groups. So if you do have family members who have had pancreas cancer or even other cancers, it's very important to let your doctor know in case you might be part of a high-risk family that may benefit from screening.
What is the latest research in diagnosis and treatment of cancer? Of pancreatic cancer? How do you tackle this specific cancer?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research going on into pancreas cancer, into various different elements of it. Some of the research that I myself was involved in was about trying to sequence the genome of pancreatic tumour cells and to see whether we could discover any switches within the cells that turn the cancer on or that the cancer relies on so that we could use those for treatment. We did find some, but what we did find was that in fact pancreas cancer is probably made up of a lot of different tumour types within pancreas cancer, and we need to be able to separate them out into those different types and perhaps treat it appropriately. A lot of the treatments, however, are not routinely available at this point in time, and many of those treatments for small populations of unusual molecular changes haven't been tested properly yet. So we're away from doing that kind of analysis in the clinic, but it's not far away. The good news is that there are more and more treatments becoming available, and we do have some clinical trials being run at the moment from this institution, but around the country. So I would encourage people with pancreas cancer to ask their oncologist if there is a clinical trial that they may be eligible for.
Do I understand this correctly? Is everyone's pancreatic cancer a little bit different?
That's exactly right. So when we looked at, let's say, when we look at 100 pancreas cancers, we saw really a lot of different cancers, probably not quite 100 different ones, but something like 30 different subtypes. So yes, in essence, everyone's cancer is different. And not only is the cancer different, but also the background is different. So the person's own body is different and their reaction to treatments is different. As well as that, the other added complexity to pancreas cancer is that pancreatic tumours are surrounded by a dense scar-like tissue, which we call the stroma. And we now realise through a lot of research that's been going on in Australia and elsewhere that this stromal tissue also influences the progress of the cancer and response to treatments. So we're only just starting to unlock the secrets of that stromal sort of protection that the cancer forms around itself.
So it's a tricky cancer to diagnose and treat. Is there any way of preventing pancreatic cancer?
I wish I knew the answer to that. We have some general recommendations about preventing cancer, and this applies to many other cancers as well. We know that about 25% of pancreas cancer is caused by cigarette smoking, so not smoking is very important. It's also important, we know that exercise and a normal balanced diet are important in preventing cancer, as well as maintaining a good body weight is important, adequate levels of vitamin D. These things are very general, but they're all part of a cancer prevention program. We know that in people who develop diabetes with no other risk factors for diabetes, so say you're not overweight and develop diabetes, we would encourage the general practitioners to screen the pancreas gland for pancreas cancer. And similarly, if you already have diabetes and all of a sudden your blood sugar levels become very difficult to control, again, we would encourage screening of the pancreas gland.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.